Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today?
Oh, man. Hope y'all having a good one out there. Hey, today is Thursday, y'all, and we got some things planned for you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Mr. Talk. Oh, yeah. Hey, we got a great show planned for you today. That's for damn sure. Hey, the topic of today's show is, can men and women be friends? Can men and women just be friends? We gonna find out. We sure are. You know? What about it? What about it, y'all? Can men and women just be platonic friends? And what happens if one develops feelings for the other? What happens if one has a husband and a wife? Or a wife, and they just can't understand that relationship? Yeah. Hey, these are just some of the questions we're going to be asking today, man, and see if we can get the counsel on and figure out what's happening between men and women, why we have such a big issue with that. So you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to go on and sit back, relax, get that drink, that doobie, whatever you got going on, and get ready, man, for some great show. And you know what? That beat is kicking, isn't it? I'm telling you, I have to talk through it, man, because I be rocking. I'm telling you, it gets me in the mood every day for the show. Of course, you know, I love y'all, so I have to be in the mood anyway. But anyway, let's have some fun out there today, y'all. Let's have some fun. All right. Once again, that's Goofy Bone in the house. I see a Goofy Bone, and I see a Mr. Vernon already in the house. That's two. That's two. Right there. That's two of them, y'all. Yeah, I'm sure they're ready today. I'm sure they're ready. But, of course, before you know, we get into all that, we must go ahead and go over the house rules, because some people don't understand the house rules. I don't care how many times I read them, and I think, okay, I don't need to read them anymore. Man, I don't know what happened, because somebody be falling by the wayside. So we still have to let them know. Okay? You know, of course, on Let's Talk, I am one of the most liberal hosts on Blog Talk Radio, and I like to hear everybody's opinion. So once you call in, you say one thing, I leave your mic open so you can, you know, communicate with the other guests on the line, and we can all get talk and have fun. That's cool. That's really cool. But in the same breath, don't be talking over everybody. Don't talk over each other. If someone's talking, respect their time to talk. You will have yours, I promise. But if everybody's talking over, nobody is heard. Don't think you hear a bunch of blah, 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 and wah, 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 and boo, 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 and nobody understands anybody. Then I have to come in. And when I come in, I'm like, I'm going to walk through the door doing this. That's right. So somebody can be heard. So please respect everybody else's turn to talk. Speak, okay? Also, keep your responses short and sweet. You know, short and sweet, man. I know some of y'all would like to take 15 minutes to do a dissertation or whatever on what you're talking about, but we don't have that much time. You got a two-hour time limit. So let's make it short and sweet and make it happen, okay? Right. And no personal attacks. I will not tolerate any personal attacks between the guests. That's not happening. okay? If it does happen, you know, you're going to hear that sound again. I'm just going to tell you, you're going to hear that sound. All right. Now, and if by chance you should happen to continue to do it, I got a sound for you, too. And here it is right here.
Watch him. Watch him. Don't let him get him. Get him. Watch him. Watch him. Get him. Get him.
That's right. That means you gone. I'm letting the dog loose and you gone. You better run for the hills. Oh, man, I tell you. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy. But I'm just saying, you know, and those are the house rules. And, of course, I would not hesitate to use any of them. Ask Michael every day. Okay? Oh, Lord, have mercy. But, yeah, so those are the house rules. Let's please abide by them. Then we can all have fun. Also, I would say that the show does cover a lot of touchy subjects. And in the process, as adults, we do say things that may offend some people. And if that's the case, hey, it happens. But we are adults. This is an adult show and things are said. And some things you just cannot sugarcoat. I don't care. Yeah, we try not to practice too much political correctness here on the show. However, we do try to respect those, you know, parents that may have their children listening for whatever reason or not. They may, you know, depend on the show that we're having. But in the same token, you know, if some things are said and you are offended, well, I apologize for my guests. And I apologize for myself in the show. However, don't expect it to be sugarcoated show, all right? Now, that's all I'm saying. If that's what you're looking for, you may want to go to Disney Channel. And then it's not like they sugarcoat. They just insinuate a lot. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about that. All right. Well, since we have the rules out the way and we have all that other good stuff out the way, it's time for the song that the quote of the day. That's right. It's that time. Man, I see we got hands up all over the place. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? The song of the day is Friends by the group Houdini. That's old school. Some of y'all know about Houdini. But you can go and check him out on YouTube. Whodini. Check him out. Hey, good group. Great group. Great group. All right. And the quote of the day is, one day, love and friendship met. Love asked, what do you exist? Well, I'm sorry. Love asked, why do you exist when I already exist? Friendship smiled and said, to put a smile where you leave tears. Now, that quote is unknown. I'm going to read it again because I kind of messed it up. Quote of the day, one day, love and friendship met. Love asked, why do you exist when I already exist? Friendship smiled and said, to put a smile where you leave tears. And, of course, that's, the quote is unknown. The author is unknown. But that is the quote of the day. Wow. I like that one, and I really do. It made a lot of sense to me when I was reading it. Anyway, so now that we have all that, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines before we get to the first story of the day. So let me bring Goofy and whoever this mystery caller is on the line. All right, Mr. Goofy, what's going on?
Can you hear me right, Eric? I got a new headset.
Yeah, I can hear you right. 111, what's going on? I see you out there, too.
Why am I a mystery caller?
Because I don't see your name, and I don't recognize the number when it's 111, 111. You're not the only one who uses that number. Thank you.
How you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Goofy? I'm hearing a lot of feedback.
That's because I hear it coming from you.
Is it from me?
It's from somebody.
Here, mute me. Mute me and see if it's from me. Because like I said, I got this new headset. And
okay. Okay, what about now, Michael? I don't hear it now, so it must be Goofy.
You hear me?
Yeah,
I don't hear feedback now.
Yeah, that's you, Goofy.
I'm sorry. I dropped it in the water already, so I'm going to go back to the old one. So, hold on.
All right. All right. So what's going on, Mr. Michael? How your day been, man?
Wonderful.
Wonderful? All right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, you're good then. You got your medication. You ready? You ready for a good show today?
My medication? What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that? You know what? I ain't going to mess with you.
You're worried about the mental. You're not worried about what's coming out my mouth.
That's part of the problem. Is the medication you're taking making stuff come out your mouth. That's my
there's a reason why people medical records are private. There's a reason why people medical records are private.
I don't want to know.
We can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just messing with you, Michael. That's all.
All right, y'all. I'm messing with you, Pat.
Yeah, I know. Let's get on with this with the start of the first show. I mean, the first show. Listen to me. See?
The first show?
No, I think. Yeah, the first caller.
Yeah,
I know, right? All right, here's the first story. Soul survivor, 1963 Alabama church bombing, demands meals and compensation and refuses to take top congressional award to honor four girls killed, including her sister. All right, for those that know what it is, you know, that was, you know, during some time, earlier time. Four black girls aged 11 to 14 were killed by four white supremacists on September 16, 1963, in Alabama, in a church in Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, one of the only survivor, Miss Sarah Collins Rudolph, who was 12 at the time, you know, she says that even though Congress, you know, wants to give her, you know, honor them with a congressional medal, she's not taking it. And she says she wants meals she says she feels forgotten because it's been more than 50 years after the bombing in Birmingham, Alabama. And of course, she lost her sister and a couple of 14-year-old friend and an 11-year-old friend. You know, so basically what she's saying is, you know, nobody say anything about that. It's been 50 years, and, you know, for Congress, they should want to do a congressional honor. She's not taking it because, you know, she lost her eye. She has a prosthetic eye, and she's seeking millions in restitution, period. You know, she still has some glass that remains in her eye, and she has glass in her chest and abdomen. You know, doctors couldn't take it out because it was too risky to remove. Now, with all that said, what do y'all think about that? Did she be given reparations, or is it too late? Did she wait too late before she required it?
So I would be just like her. I would say, you know what? Suck my American dick. Well, it's a woman, so she can't say that. But, I mean, out of all the 50 years, now all of a sudden you give a damn? I mean, even after the first 5 years, I would have said, oh, these people don't give a shit. You know, I mean, that's a tragic story right there.
Mm-hmm.
That poor woman probably wakes up every night with nightmares of that. I mean, seeing her sister and her friends at a young age get blown up, I mean, come on, that's forever in a day dramatic. But, I mean, you know, the government all of a sudden cares about, get out of here, government. Get the fuck out of here with your phoniness. Just because you want to sit here and look cute in front of the cameras and the news and all this crap. That woman's went through hell. She deserves at least a good $2 million check. And then we'll close the case on that fucking, on that case right there. You know what I mean? I mean, what are you going to get her? A stupid medal? A badge? Whoop-de-doo, I'm going to hang it on my wall. What the fuck is that going to do? I'm sorry, I don't mean to get all hysterical and crazy and shit, but it pisses me off how the government looks at things, and then they try to, you know, years later, try to patch everything all up like, hey, nothing happened. It's okay. You know what I mean? Where's the monument for these three young girls that didn't know evil, that didn't know wrong, that just got blown up because of their skin color? I mean, that's sad right there. It just pisses me. That's why I hate racism to the fullest. I mean, people are people regardless of where they come from. We all bleed the same. We all die the same. We all get cancer and AIDS and all that crap the same. no one race is better than the other. I don't give a damn. It just pisses me off that the government, oh, well, we're just going to give her a little token of our appreciation of 50 years of the anniversary. I mean, if I was her, I would have had, you know, I would have, you know, went to the ceremony that they were going to give it to me, and I would have just told off the government. I would have straight up told off the government. Out of all this time, you guys give a damn about me now? It's like, come on, man. Thank God Wheat here to calm me down. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Michael, what you think about
this? Yeah.
Well, it's her decision whether she wanted to accept it or not. That's basically it. I mean, for her to say that I understand what they're trying to do, 50th anniversary, you know, we have traditional society, we want to honor her. When she's saying they're forgetting about her, she has to be talking about compensation as far as money-wise. Now, if she has all those disabilities, I don't know if she's a disabled person. I don't know what she does in her life. But this was a terrorist attack. When someone has terror, and when we were in the 1960s, if you look at now and the terminology, that was a terrorist attack. Those white men and those Southerners, they were terrorizing other people, just like those planes went into the bomb in cities in the towers of New York. That was a terrorist attack. When soldiers are getting killed, they get certain benefits because of terrorists. So if Congress really want to do something instead of against it, instead of all racism, call what happened in the 60s an act of terror. That's a fact. What does terror look like? How does terror is not borderlines. Terror is about, you can clearly see terror, another human being terrorizing another human being. It was terrorized. So I understand what she's saying. They are, you know, acknowledging her, but when she's talking about acknowledging, she has to be talking about financial resources. So.
But another thing is that pisses me off is that, oh, I'm sorry, Michael, you're finishing up?
Yeah, I'm finished. Sorry. I'm listening to you. Yeah, I'm finished.
Oh, okay. No, another thing is that, I mean, why would you honor this terrible act? And Michael is right. That is terror. I mean, regardless if it was racism or racist or what happened, that's terror. Now, terror is a word that anyone could be doing. I mean, that anyone could do. You know, it's not black, white, Mexican, Asian. It's none of that. It's me terrorizing you, and that's terror. Now, that poor woman who lost her eye and, you know, she's all messed up, her whole life is fucked because of that stupid incident. Because those stupid guys wanted to think they're bad and prove a point. And now America, our good old government, wants to honor her for what? For being a victim? Like I said, if you want to honor somebody, make fucking statues of those people. So they'll be forever remembered. I mean, I to be honest with you, I've never heard of this story in my life. Now, if this story was so governmental, monumented that it deserves, you know, the credit that it does, then everyone should have heard about this story. I've never heard about this story, but I've heard several other stories similar to this one. And I don't hear nobody honoring them. And it's sad how government will take something that nobody really gave a damn about, and they'll pump it up to make them look good. But yet, here we have a 9/11 thing, and what did they get? A little fucking, what would you call that? Like a little river or a body of water?
They got monuments and things going up, right?
You know what they should have did? They should have put like a big, huge Titantron right in front of that thing and just forever and a day show the images of the people who died. So they'll always be, I mean, if I die and they put my name on that thing, you know, I would hate it because that's all I get, just my name right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. People who look at all these things, they don't know what these people look like. You know what I mean? I mean, that 9/11 thing, I hate that. Because that was perfectly orchestrated. And don't tell me that those people from fucking sand could seriously come over here and orchestrate something so perfect like that. And I lost I lost my aunt, and I lost 12 coworkers who were good friends. And I hate it, because that could have been prevented. But it was so beautifully orchestrated. I think the government had something to do with that. If you, no, I don't want to get on that, because we're going to go somewhere where I don't think we should go. Thank God I stopped myself. Shit, I was going, Mr. Doc. I'm sorry.
That was funny, because I was like, okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that one another day, because I kind of feel
sorry.
Like,
I had to. I was just listening yesterday, and I was doing housework, and, you know, I wanted to get in, but I knew if I would have got in that I would have, you know, messed up my whole day. And now that I'm sitting down, I just got done, you know, doing the lawn, and, you know, I did all my, you know, yard work stuff. I'm just chilling, relaxing, and enjoying myself. And I think I need a timeout.
Okay.
Where's the zapper?
Nah, that's okay. You know, and you know, she really refused to talk about it until 2002, after the last guy had been convicted. So think about that now. This happened in 63, and the last guy was convicted in 2002. You know?
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
how did that happen?
Why you think that happened? Come on, now. What we been talking about?
No, but I'm serious. Out of justice.
Out of
that's
justice.
What, like, no. That's what, like 40 something years.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
By then, man, they should have just let him freaking go free.
No,
I mean, come
no,
on.
No,
they're
no.
supposed to convict you within a certain time limit. That's a lot of time.
Well, hold up, Goofy. There's no statutory limitations on murder.
No. I know.
No,
I'm not praising that guy, but I'm just saying.
But no, I understand what you're saying.
That much time, and he hasn't been convicted yet. They would have cut him off already. But who cares?
Well, you know what? Here's my theory. I believe that you know, all the members were a part of the KKK. That's all we're gonna say. Oh. And, you know, they probably protected them until the time the last one died or something. You know, then they could protect them no more. I'm just saying. That's just my theory on it. But yeah.
I mean,
come on. 2002, that is a long time, man. That's a long time.
Let me tell you something. For me, being a gang member,
there's
a thing that they threw in that scared a lot of us gang members. It's called gang enhancements, okay? And now, whatever crime we do, and then since we're a gang member, they'll throw on the extra gang enhancements. So that adds an extra 10 years on every crime that you've done.
Wow.
Now, back then, I don't understand why they never did anything similar to that. I mean,
well, that's simple, because back then the same people that were doing all the damage were also running the country, the cities, and the Justice Department. And I mean, they were doing it all. So, who you think? Oh, wait a minute. Let's be honest now. Since we got on this government a little earlier. Now, let's be honest. Who you think had all that done anyway? It sure wasn't nobody from overseas. Now, let's think about that. Let's be honest.
I'm telling you, our government is not our government. Ever since they assassinated a man who had dreams of America becoming more than what it is right now, since they killed him, I'm talking about John F. Kennedy here, they killed him.
I know what you're talking about.
And it was orchestrated by the vice president. I mean, come on. Out of all the places in the world to have him killed, you do it in your state, and you'll be the first president throughout history to be nominated president in his state. That's how cocky that person was. And I'm telling you, nobody puts the pieces together. I hate LBJ because of him. Now we are in the junk that we are in now. Our government doesn't care about us. We vote for these people in, and what do? They turn their backs on us. once they walk in that government door, their back is towards us. They're not head first waving at us saying, I'm going to do the job you told me to do. No, I got in. Thank you. Now it's time to do what I want to do. You know what I mean? It just pisses me off. That's why I hate paying taxes. Like, since I'm a stock owner and I, you know, own my own home and all this crap, you know, I have to pay a nice, good, large amount of taxes when it comes to tax season. And that's me throwing money away just because they sit on their ass collecting it. They don't do nothing. I work hard for this money. Well, I don't work, but I mean, trading stocks and all that stuff, that's a gamble. Like, if I lose, they're going to still want my tax. They're still going to want their money from my losing.
Well, that's true.
Man, this is ridiculous. I don't know why someone hasn't woke it up and, like, really restarted the system.
Because that good old
Constitution, I know it was written millions of years ago, but, I mean, it was our base. Now we are in the technology era, so we need to start putting some technology laws and everything, because I've heard people doing crimes in New York, and they'll get, like, 15 years to life. For someone to get the same crime over here, they'll do, like, 5 years.
Mm.
And it just doesn't make any sense.
No?
It just sucks. Oh, I don't know. As
Mr. Lowe likes to say, just depends on who you know and how much money you got in your pocket. That's all that is.
Amen.
I want to say welcome to everybody who may have joined a little late. Right now, we're talking about a case, the Alabama bombings in 1963 that killed four little girls. Well, killed three little girls. The surviving member says she feels that after more than 50 years, they've forgotten about her, and Congress wants to give her a congressional medal, but she says no, she wants money, put it that way, untold millions in restitution. And we're just asking, should that happen? Should she be getting that, or should she just leave it alone? So that's what we're talking about at the moment. Anyway, but if you want to join the conversation, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. If you want to leave us a comment, just go to ericbestwithgmail.com or drop by my Facebook page. Let's talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And I'm always on there doing something, so you have all kind of ways of talking to me. All right. All right. Michael, you got any last words on this before we move on to the topic of the day? Michael? I guess Michael done went on and did what he wanted to.
Sorry, I got tired of hearing my mouth. I'm sorry, Mr. Todd.
Oh, you all right? Trust me, he'll make up for it later. He'll make up for it later. Look, I got the electrodes waiting on him. I got a special brand just for him. All right. Well, since that is the case, okay, we find out, yes, she should get, and it's a disgrace that, you know, it's been more than 50 years and nothing has been done as far as, you know, taking care of this lady. She was the only survivor. You know, that's just crazy. That is crazy. Topic of the day, can men and women be just friends? Now, that's what we're going to be talking about. And I know, it's about to be hot and popping.
Can I ask a question before we go on? What do you mean by friends?
Okay, friends, platonic friends, just friends, non-sexual,
like,
friends.
Like, just like school, like a school relationship friends, like kind of like that?
Like school relation friends? I wouldn't say, well, yeah, it could be like that.
You know,
or,
like, you know, just, you know, friends that just talk in the hallway, you know, just friends like that.
Friends that hang out,
not
just talking the hallway, no. You know, to an adult level where you hang out, you go to movies together, you know, maybe, possibly, some people out there, you know, can lay in the bed with their female male friend and nothing happens. A friend, a true, true friend. Hold on, let me bring low in. And my question is, can women just do that? All right, Mr. Lowe, you're on the air. Welcome, man. What's going on?
Shalom, brothers. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing fine. How are you?
How you doing, Lowe?
Great.
Great. Glad to hear it, man. Back up just a little bit. What were you talking about before that? Because I just was able to come online with you.
Well, Sarah Collins Rudolph, you know, she's the only survivor of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing
Pastor.
In 1963.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know, Congress wants to give her a congressional medal, and she said no, she wants millions in restitution. She said because she feels like after 50 years they had just forgotten about her. And no, she, you know, she don't want no congressional medal honor, you know, to honoring them. She wants some restitution, basically,
right,
because she still has mounting medical bills and things of that nature.
Right.
You know, and that's what we were talking about. And I asked the question, should she be given restitution, or has she waited too late, long and too late to make an issue of this?
Okay. Can I expound on that a little bit?
Go right ahead.
Okay, first and foremost, we as black people or any group of people of color are taught and told, hey, just get over it, you know. That was a long time ago. Don't worry about that. That's all in the past. That's what we're always told in every scenario that's pertaining to us, you know. And even though you know where I stand and the world knows as far as how I feel in reference to the Jewish people claiming the Holocaust as being a reason for them to get all this praise and prestige all over the world, you know, for the time that humanity exists, oh, we'll never forget. Oh, how could we ever forget? You got a movie coming out about it every time you turn around. It's the exact same thing here. Now, if that lady looked like those Jewish people, then by all means, they would have given her her reference and accolades years ago. But we're always told to just, you know, take a back to it. You know, always got to take a back seat. Oh, well, you know, well, your people are used to being, you know, downtrodden anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's just something that happened. I don't know why we are expected to take a back seat every time you turn around, man. The perfect example is that no good ass girl. You remember Jack when we was in Iraq, man? This girl that they lied on and said she, oh yeah, well, her convoy came under fire and she took a defensive fighting position and she fought through the enemy.
Don't get me started.
You know exactly
that.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They lied
on
that Lindsey England. I think there was lied on that white girl, and you had the president, Bush, pumping her up as this big-time hero, you know, the great white hype. And the black girl that actually did all of these things, I never found out about any of that until years later. You know, Jesse Jackson and the rest of the Uncle Toms, they actually got together and did something for the girl, Al Sharpton and such, you know. They actually got together and they recognized this girl, but she wasn't on, you know, Good Morning America and every newspaper across the country.
And that white girl was a coward.
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't do exactly.
They made up a lie just like they made up a lie with Pat Tillman. Give her a whole lot of money. I don't put too much emphasis on money myself because I'm living for more than that. But, yeah, give her a whole lot of money. Give her so much money that she can burn money. Why not?
All right. I see the sentiments are, you know, unanimous. Yeah, give her money. I agree.
Damn right.
No,
yeah,
you
yeah,
still
that's
have,
another
you
story
have,
on how the government
of stuff in a
box. Corrupt.
Yeah. Huh?
I said that's another story on how the government's so corrupt. I mean, come on, this
absolutely
is, she's a hero for getting her ass beat, and yet she was the coward who ran. I mean, nobody told that story, but yet everyone praised her and all this shit. It's like fuck no, you're a soldier. You got a gun. I have no right talking about it, but I mean, I'm a gang member, so I know when you have a gun, you use it when the enemy's coming at you, not sit there and surrender. Regardless, your life's on the line. You sign that dotted line saying that you're going to do what you're supposed to do. And some people, they whimper up and cower. I've seen a lot of old friends that I thought were hardcore. Shit. when it's like 20 against 3, oh, yeah, they run so fast. Shit. But only the real motherfucker stays there and survives. And if she was a real hero, she would have shot her gun and she would have went out dying like many other soldiers that died out there for their country.
All right, Goofy, I'm going to have to do it. It's the NCOM, man. It's a weapon, not a
go
gun,
ahead.
But okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I just had to get that out. Like
I said, I'm a gang member.
He kept throwing that gun out there. And every time he did, it was hitting me upside my head.
I know, right?
But yeah, man, but I mean, you know, it's just like I say, man, you know, we are always told to look the other way, you know. I mean, it comes a point in time when, you know, looking the other way is beyond that point. You're beyond that point now, you know. And for the want-to-go-alongs and get-alongs, hey, you either get on our page and expect the same rights for us as they would. I said it before and I say it again. Never in the history of any other race or people would you see the cops beating people, killing people, tasing people and everything else at will, and frisking people. And this law, this stop and frisk law that violates more black and Hispanic people than anybody else. Never would you see another race of people go through that and they don't rebel against it. They don't get their pawn senator or congressman to say, hey, you know what? Either you're going to stay in Washington, D.C. and get your money and do a few things for us, or you coming back home. Excuse me, or you coming back home with us. Take your pick.
Only
with us do we got to, quote, unquote, vote the black back in because we want to see a black face up there. To hell with that.
You know what? I agree with you 300%. To hell with that. You know, get off of that. Get off
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, yo.
Absolutely.
Maybe some of us need to run. Shit. You know, excuse my language. I'm sorry.
I've always said that you don't have to go and get these doctors and attorneys from Harvard or Yale. Or all of those guys are part of the old boys club in Cornell and all this. They're part of the old boys club. And we all know that they graduated and joined the same fraternity together and everything else. You know? We all know this, but we never do anything against it. I mean, you can get, I think personally, a high school teacher that teaches economics, and that person can be a great president or a historian. You don't have to have somebody with, let's look at the past. All these guys that have been the president before went to some type of big-time prestigious university and had all these letters behind their names, but they wind up being idiots. I mean, you know.
You're so true.
If you want to talk to Barack Obama about military strategy, he will go to the general that is an expert in military strategy. He doesn't have a speech that he can write and say, this is what we need to do.
Right.
You know,
right.
So this is the exact same thing when you want to talk about economics and you want to talk about the weather and anything else. They will go get the experts for this stuff. And not the people that just like to make sure that every time something comes up, their name will be at the bottom of the screen, White House analyst. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Well,
I've been felt like this.
You've been felt like that? Okay. All right. Well, like we said, it's unanimous. Give the lady her money, people.
Yeah.
Give the lady her money. Hell, and give the relatives of the other three little girls, give them some money too. You know,
absolutely.
You don't think they've gone through a whole lot of trauma and stuff too? Heck yeah. Give them all some money.
I agree. Now, with what you just said, and I don't want to prolong your topic, but with what you just said, that is the exact same thing that Ahmadinejad said at the UN, and they got up and walked out on him for saying stuff like that.
You know, of course. I can't say I don't believe that. I really do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But Yes, but that never covered the news. The only thing that covered the news was, oh, well, state's leaders got up and walked out on Ahmadinejad's speech. Never said, well, what was the man saying? Who was he disrespecting? Never said any of that. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, well, let's get on with what we're talking about here. Can men and women be just friends? As Goofy has, you know, were we talking about just like school and school? But no, we're talking about outside of school, like hanging
out. No. I mean like as a school relationship. I don't mean like in school. I mean, you know how you would see, you know, one person, you know, say Stanley hanging out with Erica, but they're not together. They're just friends.
Yeah,
you
that's
mean
what
like
I mean.
That or do you?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah,
that's
just
what he's
friends.
Saying.
Okay.
You know, non-sexual, nothing like that, just friends. You know, can
I
that
say
sense?
Yes. I say yes.
Okay.
That's possible.
It's possible?
I say yes. I say yes. And no. And the response that you received from the lady in your message when you asked the question,
right.
The response to that, reading what she had to say, it would only be the whore that's within her that would not allow her to be just a platonic friend to a man. If it had to be somebody that you were sexually attracted to years ago or whatever the case may be, that's just the suppressed whore that you have inside of yourself.
Oh, my goodness. The suppressed whore?
I'm just talking like this. Yeah, she's suppressing some whore qualities, man. Come on
oh
now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's interesting.
Hey.
Hey, Perry, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining. Okay, but, you know, okay. All right. So, if just on the basic friendship level, everybody says yes. All right. Now, let's twist it a little bit. How about if you're friends and then one has developed feelings for the other, for the friend? Like, how can that work? Will that work?
Wait a minute. Repeat that. I'm getting confused here.
Yeah.
Okay, basically, let's say you're hanging out with your girl, Susie, okay? Now, Susie just wants to be friends, but you done got the feelings the way you want to, you know, in your words, boner. You know, but Susie doesn't know about that. Can you still be her friend without taking it to the next level?
Nah, once you're in the
Lo just said, it's no longer a platonic friendship. If someone
right.
has feelings for the other person, whether the other person knows the person has feelings or not, it no longer becomes platonic because the
right.
relationship is tainted. It's no longer platonic.
Right. Right. And,
just like
and,
Lo
and,
said,
you know,
he gave the definition, it's no longer platonic.
Right.
Even to that.
Right.
Oh. And, you know, to add to that, I think, you know, personally, if you have a problem that with, like, let's say that you have a man that is interested in a lady, and she's not interested in him, but she wants to keep his friendship, then actually the status that he'll get is when people are being introduced, oh, he's like my brother. Whether he knows it or not, you know, that's the way that she's going to put him off as far as, you know, being her friend, because she pretty much want to keep him around, but she don't want to have, you know, a relationship or what have you with him, you know.
Right, right. So if
yeah.
you have their feelings and she feelings like that and she introduces you as her brother, you know, do you stick around and still try and be there, or do you just, you know, pack it up and say, nah, I can't do this?
Well, you know, a real man, to me, a real man, you know, hey, you know, he's just going to have to tuck his tail and say, you know what, it's nothing going to come out of this, so I guess I'll, you know, I'll be the sounding board and you know, if this is somebody, see, because you have to think about what level do you care about this person. If your feelings as far as your sexual emotions, if your loins overshadow your feelings as far as, you know, you genuinely have a feeling of compassion and, you know, you care about this person, then, you know, then you would have to just pack that up and say, hey, you know what, then, you know, I'm going to find me somebody else. to have this little homie lover friend affair with. But, you know, if your actual emotions and feelings for this person, just to say, you know, this is someone that I hold dear to me as far as humanity is concerned, you know, then that's different.
Okay. All right. I'm with that. Goofy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, being that you've been with many women, at any time have you ever developed any feelings for any of them? And if so,
Sometimes.
And then they wanted to be, let's say, friends or whatever. How did you handle that?
Well, once I started feeling for them, then I started finding ways of not liking them. Like, what would kick me off? Like, say someone would giggle a little, you know, funny, or, you know, the way they eat, or, you know, stuff like that. What's all that noise?
I don't know. I'm about to ask the same thing. Is that you, Michael?
Is that the government?
No, that's not Michael.
You always blame on me. And
I just asked, was it you, Michael? I just asked. Okay.
Yeah, but notice you always point to me first, man.
I just asked, was it you? I'm not pointing to you. We're just trying to find the thing. Okay, I think it was low. Okay, yeah, because he dropped in there. Okay, well, hopefully he'll get back in here. But go ahead, Goofy, I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's just I would always try to find a way to, you know, kind of not, you know, not like him no more. Because, you know, I would fall sometimes hard for, you know, some of the chicks I got. I mean, there's some, you know, I got some nice looking broads, but it's just, I don't know. I always think that one's going to ruin it for me, and boom, there goes Goofy Bone. Now I have to go back to, you know, who I am.
Go back to being Trevor then, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. You know, even though you tried to be friends, you wanted to be friends, and you developed those feelings, so you just can't try to come up with a reason not to be their friend anymore. You didn't try and just, how can we put it, just, as Lo said, just be their that sounding board for them. You weren't trying to do all that. Once you realized that, you just had to roll out.
I just had to roll out. But, no, I do have four women friends that, I mean, they're extremely hot, but we just go way back, so it's like I can't even do it.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. Does that make a difference? Does that make a difference? As in,
I look at them like, you know, I look at them as like my sisters, you know?
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, I would never disrespect them, or they would never disrespect me. You know, we've had our little battles, but, I mean, you know, we always worked it out like friends do.
Like, for instance, I'm not on Facebook no more, you know. But when I was on Facebook, for instance, if I liked someone in high school, now, let's say they married, okay, and I, you know, we go to or things like that. I have no interest in her. I'm not trying to it depends on how the conversation goes and stuff like that. I'm not trying to talk to her like I was talking to her. Well, we're grown now. We're almost 40. We are almost in our 40s. If she's married, have kids, I'm seeing pictures of her kids. I'm not trying to holler at her like that. That's a platonic friendship. Now, do I call her? No. It may be a social media because times have changed. It may be a social media. I'm just saying when I was on Facebook, I'm looking at my life. It was totally platonic, even though I may have found her attractive or back when I was in high school, that doesn't mean I'm trying to hit her now. It's totally platonic. As far as the communication, now I wouldn't call her because the only person that if you're in a male and female relationship, the person that you're having sex with on a regular basis is the closest person that you should be dealing with because it all depends on how do you know this friend. You know, how do you know this person is up to success? What are you talking about? Where the conversations is? So, you know, that's what I'm saying. So things can be a little different.
A little different, huh? Well, see, you brought in a dynamic that I was going to get into a little later on, so about the husband and wife. So we just going
to... What? I said husband and wife. When did I say husband and wife?
No, you said she's married, right?
Yeah, but no, I'm saying when I was on Facebook, if I see a whole a high school friend I used to be attracted to, she's it's not like that. I'm not, I mean, the conversation is not going to fall in that realm. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you're still having some communication with them, but it's not, the realm is totally different. You know, I'm not calling her. For instance, if I was married, what man is going to, okay, if I was married, what man is going to call my house and talk to my wife about his problem? Who is this guy? If he's your friend and he's your male friend, he has to be my friend too. What are you talking about? What's going on?
Michael,
is he your cousin?
Point,
is he your relative? Is he your co-worker? Because if he's your co-worker, you got to be talking about work. What's going on? Why I'm not his friend? I mean, what's going on? What's the conversation?
Well, I'll be honest.
Well, that right there, you need to be his
what's
friend.
What's going on? I mean, what's going on?
Honest.
Are they your school
I'll partner? Be honest
are y'all
with
talking
that.
About school?
What's I don't,
going
I don't,
on? Are they your
I
cousin?
Don't.
Y'all talking about family situation? What's going on? Who is this guy? What's going on?
Okay, you through now? Okay, go ahead, Lo.
No, I was just going to say, you know, well, I'll be straight up, man. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have any reason to be insecure. I'm not insecure about anything. So, you know, I don't know all of your friends. And, you know, hell, truth be told, some of your friends. You know, I don't want to be indoctrinated into something with somebody just because. I mean, okay, we bust up or whatever. Hell, as soon as you go to them and say, well, hey, he did this, or hey, I feel like this, or hey, we busted up, he's not going to come and defend me regardless. And me and him could have sat down and had plenty of conversations over cognac. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, I mean, he's not my boy. I didn't grow up with him. You know, that's like having five or six guys in your wedding that's your old lady family. Them not the guys you grew up with. That's your old lady people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I agree with
you. Same thing. I don't know them. I mean, I don't know him. I mean, you know, that's your friend. So, hey, that's your. You talk to your friend whenever you want to or whatever. And if you do develop some feelings or whatever, you know, and as long as I don't know about it, hell, as long as you paying bills at this song like I am, hey, what you want me to say if I don't know about it? What you want? How you want me to act? Why you always calling you? Ain't nothing changed. Nothing has changed, but you know this dude and old girl talking, and they supposed to be friends or whatever. The problem will show up is when they friends and you don't know that they're friends.
Oh, it's a difference then.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's put it this way. Okay, so it's not that if they have a friend, they don't have to be your friend, as long as they just,
right.
You know, they're friends. But it's
right.
Different if they have a friend and you don't know about the friend.
Right, right.
Why is that? Right. Why does that make such a difference? Why? It could be the same type of relationship, you just don't know about it.
Well, you
right?
know,
And you just said, as long as she continued to pay bills or do whatever she's supposed to do right there, it didn't matter, as long as you knew who it was. So what makes the difference now in case that you wouldn't know?
No. What I mean is, I guess you took it wrong. What I mean is, hey, you know, okay, let's say if this is your quote-unquote friend, and, you know, I know that, hey, you know, y'all talk or whatever the case may be, whatever. Oh, he like my brother. Whatever. Okay, fine. I don't give a damn about all that. But let's just say that there's a person that you've been doing this with for quite a while, and, you know, I never knew any of that. And like I said, if I don't know, what am I supposed to think? I don't know. I have no inclination as to who you talk to on a daily basis or anything like that. I really don't care to know because, I mean, let's go back to the old adage. The guy that you come home and say, hey, honey, he tried to talk to me. You won't give him the time of day. But the guy that you didn't tell, he's the one that you didn't tell about. He's the one that'll, you know, probably wind up in a situation. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's interesting. Michael, Goofy, y'all got anything to add to it?
No. Shit, Lo tell it like it is.
Lo tell it like
that's
it
your,
is.
That's your friend. That's your friend. Hell, I mean,
your motherfucking friend. That ain't my friend.
Shit. I mean, what? Okay, me and the guys going fishing, and that's your friend. I don't really know him other than, you know, that's my old lady friend. So I'm going to invite him. No. And that's it. End of story. I'm not going to invite him. I don't know him.
Look.
Like that.
Look, there's no wrong or right. I'm letting you know right now. If I'm married, okay, if I'm married, and if a man called my house and called my wife on a regular basis, I'm telling you, I'm his friend too. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, how you met, is in the subject. What's going on? Because the only thing I'm saying is, truly, if I have a female, you're talking about male and a female. I have a platonic friendship with my female cousins. Okay, I may have a platonic friendship with my coworkers, my schoolmates, because we're talking about school. But you're not going to have a platonic friendship with someone y'all talking about sex, y'all talking about this. You got to see where the conversations are going, what this guy intends to do.
But Michael, once again, you're going into left field. We said nothing to have to do with sex. We just talking about straight up friendship. What about that friend you may have that, you know, your spouse may not know, or that you have that your spouse may not know about, that you go to sometimes to seek advice from, you know, or to run.
Listen. Okay, I'll let you.
Oh, well, go ahead, Michael, because I'm finna bring somebody else in. Go ahead.
Listen, no. I know, but listen to what you just said. I want to repeat. You just said I'm having a friend that my husband don't know. No, if I'm married, my husband, my wife knows every person that I'm in contact with. There's no secret, sir. What are you talking about,
Michael?
That's the problem. That's how we get divorces, sir. What are you talking about?
That sounds good in theory, Michael, but it's possible. It is possible that you not know everybody your wife is in contact with. Let's be honest. Come on. Let's be true, Michael.
Delusional. Sir, hold up. You mean to tell me I'm living with a woman?
Wait a minute, what did you just call me?
I said you're delusional.
Really? Oh, delusional?
I didn't hit the wrong button.
Not at all. I don't know what the hell you're playing with today. Let me bring it in 08.
What happened to open dialogue now? Don't hear
it's open. I just had to mess with them and call me delusional. And I told you, it's your personal attack. 708, you on the air. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wow, man.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? It's Big Chris listening to the show.
What's happening, Chris?
Can male and female be friends?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. It depends on what situation we're talking about. You know, if I'm in a relationship already and I have female friends or she has male friends, you know, as long as there's like a mutual respect and understanding about where we live at and everything like that, and you know, that's about it. Yeah. Communication is good to talk with male and female, and with just being friends. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Let me
put this question out there. If two people are in a relationship and both spend more time with their friend instead of each other, is that a sign there's a problem in the relationship?
That's a big ass problem.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Let me put a switch.
What if it's like a long distance relationship?
They'll never work to begin with. Long distance, short distance, in between distance. Long distance relationships never worked for me. I tried it, you know, talking to somebody from Connecticut, and I'm in, you know, way, you know, on the other side of the world and everything. It don't work. But if you have to, if my woman or the woman I'm seeing always have to keep constantly going to her male friends for advice and talking about things that she can't come and talk to me about. Well, she needs to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let's see. I just got a text that said, Michael has life wrong. I do not know everyone my husband is in contact with, and I know he does not know everyone I am in contact with.
Okay, well, can I please respond to that?
Sure.
Someone said I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Let me please respond
to
that.
God forbid you not be wrong.
Excuse me?
God forbid you not be wrong. Yep.
No, you awful, Love. You ain't right for that. You ain't right for that, Love.
Mm.
But I just want to say, though, Secrets, what do you mean that? So that person is saying that someone could be calling my home house and my wife and talking to another man, and I don't even know who this man is. And that's why we have divorces. That's how why we have relationships like that. There's no person that my wife is going to know.
No.
Listen to me. What do you mean, though?
Just
what do you
I
mean,
said,
though?
No, sir. You don't have a high divorce rate just because I don't know who
secret.
Your my old lady
because
friend
secret.
Is. No,
listen,
we have a high divorce rate because people are selfish.
Communication. No, because of communication. Hold up, Lord. I guarantee you, Lord, when your wife come home from work, she tells you what happened going on with work or what's going on in her life, and I bet you, I guarantee you know everybody in her life. I guarantee it. Lord, look at your life. Lord, I'm letting you know if you're in an open marriage and you're happy, you're going to know that person's family. They're going to tell you about their family. They're not going to have nobody on the side that's telling them about their business, and they're not going to be open with you. That's not real life, Lo. That's not real life, Lo.
That's not true, sir. I'm going to tell you
again. I'm not saying that you're going to tell your friend's business. I'm not saying you're going to tell your friend's business, but I guarantee your wife going to know about your friends or who he is. Or, this is my friend, Bob.
My wife don't know about all of my friends, male or female. I'm giving it to you straight up, and I don't know about all of hers. I mean, it's
thank you.
I'll throw the disclaimer out there also from a couple of shows ago. Because I went back and researched. I did say, hey, I don't know if my wife is happy or not. Because until she tells me that she's not, I don't know if she's happy or not. Hell, you know, how do you really know how a person really feels anyway?
Hold on. No, y'all getting in different realms. Hold up. Y'all painting two different pictures. I want to address that caller that addressed me, and I'm letting you know hold up. We're talking about, we're visual. Of course your wife doesn't know all your friends that you grew up with. I'm not saying that. We're talking about a paternal friendship.
I didn't say friends I grew up with.
Hold up, though, Lo. You're cutting me off. I know, but listen, though. I know
you're
not going to
know all. But you're breathing, and that means you're not going to stop.
Yo, you're cutting me off, man.
Go ahead, Michael.
Because I'm looking at the topic of the fucking day, and I'm addressing that caller that addressed me and said I was wrong. We're talking about someone, an individual who calls you on a regular basis, like you're saying that a platonic friendship and your wife doesn't fucking know about. Okay, then I'm just letting you know. Okay, let you have a girl that's calling you on a daily basis that your wife don't know about, that's in your past, it's your platonic friendship. Okay. All right. And let her do the same thing. Let her have a man call her on a regular basis that you don't know shit about, no. And I'm letting you know it's not right. And
there you go.
Man,
don't
you
get
bullshit,
the
man.
Don't get the man,
your marriage is not like that, no. I already know it. It's not. I'm talking about for friends, if somebody calls your wife on a daily basis as a friend, you're going to know them, man. I'm letting you know that bottom line. You're going to have a problem with it. It's the wrong button.
Michael?
It's the wrong button.
He didn't press the wrong button. He let you know.
I tell you, Michael just went quiet. Michael, check this out. Here's the question: if you have that kind of issues with people talking to you, your wife knowing people that you don't know, can you say that's more of a trust issue than anything else? Since you say it's an open relationship, open marriage, don't you think that's a sign of a trust issue somewhere? Oh, now you don't want to talk.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You heard him. You heard him bad.
Huh?
You hurt him bad with them. That hurt him bad.
I may recover from yesterday. Anyway, what y'all think about that?
Well, it's just I mean, I don't want to be the one to just keep running my mouth and other people online, but it's just like I said, man. I mean, you're not going to know everybody, and I don't consider it to be trust issues. All I think is, you know, hey, your little two or three friends that you deal with, or you got a special partner or whatever that you deal with, or whatever, hey, that's your business. You know, I don't want anybody to know everything about me, and I don't want to know every single thing about anybody else, regardless of who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there has to be a certain place where this person can say, hey, you know, this is me, this is my space, this is my little situation or whatever, apart from me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. I understand what you're saying. I'm with you.
Sure.
So basically you can say you can have that one friend, that no matter what, that's out there that you can always go to in confidence and just sit down and talk to. And it's not a conviction on your relationship as far as your trust and all that. It's just that someone out there that's a true friend that you go down and just talk to.
Right. Right. I can raise my hand right now. I have a female friend from high school.
Uh-huh.
She and I have never had any type of sexual intercourse or anything like that. Never. And right now, we will acknowledge each other to anybody else or whatever as best friends. You know,
mm-hmm.
even though my old lady, my best friend, you know, we will acknowledge each other to other people as best friends. It's been like that since junior high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all it has ever been, and that's all it will ever be. You know, we talk just about our innermost secret problems or whatever, you know, accomplishments alike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't have a problem with it. And you know, this happens to be a situation where I was a person that I did let my wife know about, you know. So, you know, at any rate, it was just like, you know, okay, well, yeah, I understand. That was just like, you know, my best friend.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Hey, look, what if a male calls your house 3 days a week and you don't know who this person is and he asks to speak to your wife and you just pass it? Are you going to question that keep calling 3 days a week? And you don't know.
I'm not questioning anything, and I'll tell you why. If it's something that she wants to know,
you're a liar.
Bro, I don't know you from Adam. You can come stand right beside me. I ain't got no reason to lie to you. You don't have anything to give me. And you don't have sex for me, so I don't have any reason to lie to you.
Lord,
or anybody else.
Lord, you're lying.
I'm getting it to
you're
you straight,
to prove your point. You're lying to prove your point.
No,
you're
I'm
liar,
not lying
Lord.
To prove my point. I tell you what.
No, I don't believe you. I don't believe
you.
You're a liar,
I tell you
Lord.
What Michael. You do. I tell you what you do.
You're a liar. You're a liar,
I already
Lord.
Said it before. I already said it before. If anybody that
you're
comes on this line
this.
Knows me, anybody on this line know me, Vernon knows me, and he will agree that, hey, I don't sit up and try to figure no woman out, man. That's me. I never had.
I'm asking you a question from
I'm giving
Lord.
You my answer, but you won't accept it.
No. And I'm letting you know you're lying. You mean to tell me that you're not? If someone calls and speaks, a male calls and speaks to your wife 3 days a week, and you mean to tell me when you answer the phone, you're not going to ask her who that guy that's calling you? You mean to tell me you're
not
going to question that?
Okay, well, Michael, you done called me a liar about 30 times now, bro. You done said what you had to say. Whether you made a point or not to yourself, maybe you did, but you made a point to me. But I'm telling you, I ain't got no reason to lie to you or nobody else. I ain't asking her nothing. If she wanna tell me, give it to me. This is the exact same thing of when you have a situation where a man walks in with a woman with his woman. She having sex with another man. One or two things gonna happen. He gonna act a fool and go to jail or whatever the case may be, or he gonna say, you know what? Next time I see you, you don't need to be in my house no more, and walk the hell out. So one or two things gonna happen. I'm not going to act no fool. Whoever that is calling, that's your business. I don't have any problems with, call my house, whatever the case may be. I'm not going to entertain that. Because the first thing going to happen is, why you asking me who calling here for me? This my business. Whatever, if it were to go down like that, I don't have time for that foolishness. I'm beyond that. So if you would have to know who's calling your house, then that's on you. I don't have to know. I don't want to know because, like I said before, if she's sneaking around or anything like that, you won't know unless she wants you to know.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you'll be playing that song, the whole town's laughing.
Wow.
Everybody going to know except for you. Everybody going to know.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Everybody's going to know, huh?
Everybody's going to know except for you. You'll be the only patsy sitting out there thinking, I've heard guys before. Man, my old lady wouldn't cheat on me, man. My old lady wouldn't. I ain't nowhere in the hell my old lady do this, that, and the third. Okay, fool. Okay, dummy. Okay.
Let me ask this question then. This is going to be interesting. Can any of you lay in a bed with your so-called friend and not do anything and spend the night together?
I've done it before.
Okay, so it is possible then.
Yes. Nobody had more of a sex drive than I did as a young man. You know, I have a good one now, but you know what I mean, as a man in his teens and early 20s. You know, that's on steroids. But, I mean, like I said, it's my friend.
Michael,
don't call me another lie.
I'm gonna let you know you're delusional when you made that statement, Lo. I'm sorry, Lo. I've been talking to you for months, and I know your person. I feel your personality, Lo, and I'm letting you know.
Oh my God.
You're not like that, Lo. You're not built like that. For you to have to answer the phone and somebody, a male call your wife, and you're not going to question, like, who is Lo? I'll be quiet for the whole show, Lo. Say, man, come on, man.
I'm going to get it to you like this. East Coast cats do stuff like that. Because I know quite a few East Coast cats. They would do that. Hey, bro, why you call my house so much, yo? Like I said, I know a lot of East Coast cats, bro, and they would come off like that.
No, I never said that. I said, would you question your wife? Who is that
person calling
the house?
I said
said you was going to question that man. I never said you were going to question that man.
And I'm telling you, I'm not questioning anybody.
I don't believe you, Lo. Okay, Lo. That's
Michael.
Not your personality, man.
I'm going to be quiet.
All right. Wait. Stop. So, I mean, Lo just said something. Listen, do you think it's a territorial thing as far as men's friendships and with women and things of that nature? Do you really think that's what it is, Michael? I mean, I'm sorry, Lo. To where, depending on what part of the country you're in?
I would say so because, I mean, me and Michael Lazarus that calls on this show have proven with guys from the East Coast that women view them differently than anywhere else. You know, we proved this with guys and one female.
Uh-huh.
Just asking some general questions. We had time to sit down and do some talking and just asking general questions. And the guys from the East Coast, the answers that was for them, they were like kind of throw it off because, like, well, I didn't know we did stuff. Of course you guys do weird shit, but you just don't know it. Because it's just the way it's bred in you. You know, I mean, no, I don't mean any harm when I say it, but it's just bred in you. Say, bro, like I said, if that's your girl and you're not concerned about all of that drama as far as who she talking to on the phone or whatever the case may be, because you already know, because the old head schooled you a long time ago and said, hey, bro, if she getting that thing up, you won't know anything about it unless she wants you to.
I've never been in a relationship.
Wait a minute, Michael. Somebody else talking.
I just want to ask y'all one question about this delusional friend thing that male and female are having. Okay. you get a phone call by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all right? And your female friend called you. She needs some, you there by yourself. She needs somebody to come over and talk to because her man tripping. She just needs to be held and needs somebody to talk to. Would you?
Wait a minute, Michael. See, Chris, you put a twist in there that's really is gonna screw some things up. Number one, you said she needed you could talk. Yeah, I go and talk to her. But the problem you said was she needs to be held. Now that can create a big issue. I'm gonna tell you why.
That might happen when she come on because she's vulnerable. Her guy's tripping now.
Exactly. So if you her true friend, if y'all just true friends, even if she's vulnerable, you won't go that far with her. Sit down and get a drink or whatever. But you would not go that far with her because y'all are just friends. Of course, that's my theory.
It depends on how y'all is because, listen, if I'm a single man, I don't do no harm. If somebody's single and she's attractive and I'm single, I know myself. And she's calling me, talking about her boyfriend did this. First of all, how did I meet this woman? Why am I talking to her? Is she attractive? And if I'm talking to her how to meet this nice guy, Emma, what are we talking about? Woman that called you that night, how did y'all meet? How did y'all become friends like that?
You way out in Pacific Ocean somewhere, Michael,
it
man.
It depends on how you meet.
That don't matter, man. Y'all got a good, stable friendship for a year or two or whatever. She came over, she needed to talk to you. Long story short, man, what you going to do?
How did you meet? How did you meet?
Okay.
Come on, man.
Michael, it doesn't matter how you meet. The thing is, you've met y'all friends, and she wants you to come over. I see what the problem is.
Man, you don't listen to reality, bro.
Reality, Mike, I think you as far away from reality as you can be right now.
Michael have no self-control.
Ah, my point exactly. And that explains why
you have your problem, your living is in a delusion. But let me tell you something. It does matter how you meet. It does matter how you meet someone on the opposite sex when you're talking about platonic friendships. It does matter. It does. That's the matter. What do you mean? If I meet someone in a grocery store tomorrow and we exchange, she's single, I'm single, we exchange numbers, what the fuck you mean it doesn't matter how we meet? What do you mean? What are we talking about? I'm in school. If I exchange some females, because I got a female's number at school, because we're in a group, a study group. When I call her, we're talking about education, school. That's a fact. Okay, so it all depends on how you meet. What was the conversation? How did you exchange? If they call me, we're talking about work.
What did she do when you came over?
Michael must have hung up.
What did she do? That's all I'm asking. If I met her in the store, I met her at church, we were at a wedding, and walking down the street at the laundromat, it depends on how we met, did my motor meet her? I said, man, y'all established a friendship. That's what the show is about. Y'all friends.
Something that I don't like is you got to put too much in. Like I said, you don't have any self-control because if I have a friend, she's attractive and she's right. All of the, what does any of that stuff have to do with apples and oranges? Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, I really, if you have a quote unquote friend, that's something that's already been battle tested versus somebody that you met at school and you exchanged numbers to talk about class or whatever. You know, that doesn't go with the scenario at any point. I think it can be done. I think it's doable, and you know, like I said, I live in the situation. You know, you have guys that's going to, you know, when their old lady go in the bathroom or something, you got guys that's going to go there and look at her cell phone, you know.
Look for cell phone? No.
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
listen, bro, y'all are telling me, I don't understand this. You mean to tell me that your wife is going to accept a woman that she does not know calling your phone that she does not know? That's secret. I'm saying it's
Michael,
you're not going to have a woman
that's not
your wife.
You ask me a question, and then you ask me 15 other questions behind that question. Let me ask you one at a time. Okay, you saying what Lobo going to do.
I'm just listening to the problems of the world. That's why we have a high divorce rate, keeping secrets.
Again, since we can go back to that high divorce rate,
since we solved that problem, we can move on. You know the answer to that. We can move on. Divorce rate is because of secrets. All right, moving on.
Like I said, I can't say what my spouse would do. I said what I could do. I can do this.
Okay.
And you know, I said this is something that I believe was doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a problem with my wife having friends or what. That's like I said, that's your business. And if this is somebody that you consider to be a quote unquote friend, this is somebody that knew you before I did anyway. Probably 9 times out of 10.
So you saying your wife can have a male friend that calls her on a regular basis that you do not know about at all? She never talked to you about him, but he calls him on a regular fucking basis every day.
If I say yes, are you going to call me a liar again?
No, I'm not saying you're going to try to stop their relationship, but I just asked you, are you going to ask her who this guy is? And you said no,
and
you wouldn't care.
No,
I'm not. Okay.
Now, you can believe
Wait a minute. You guys are forgetting something here.
Mm-hmm.
You're the man in the relationship, right? So if that man comes over to talk to your wife, you sit right there and listen to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, I'm going to go over here with Fred. Fuck that.
You're going to sit right here,
and Fred's going to tell you what you're going to tell me right now.
And Goofy, what I'm saying of the day, my bottom line, if my wife has a friend like that, he's my friend too. We talking too. My wife is not going to have a male friend or a dick on the side somewhere, because I know human nature. She's not going to have a male friend on the side, and I'm saying she can have, but I guarantee that me and
him
sit down and have a conversation.
Would it ease your mind? Would it ease your mind?
He's talking to me. I know him, man. I know him.
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, Lowe.
Like I said, would it ease your mind if you...
That's not insecurity.
You're telling me it's you, your wife, and a friend, and it's a male friend. You guys go places and you guys hang out and do all that stuff?
Ooh.
Michael. No, he talking.
Michael.
Cool. Are you asking me that question? Hell no, I never asked
a
question like that. But with
If that's your wife, are you guys going places together?
Okay, listen. If my wife has a male, for instance, let's say my wife has a male friend at work, right? Okay. If she has a male friend, they cool or stuff like that, he may have be married. We may go out. I may go out. He may go out, whatever, a coworker type thing, right? But I'm going to, if she has a male friend that calls on a regular basis, I'm letting you know I know something about this guy. I know she may tell me what he's going through. She may not tell me all this, but I know something about this guy. Guaranteed. And I'm letting you know my significant other is not going to have no other male call her on a regular basis and I don't know about. That's a fact, because something's wrong with the communications right there.
because I'm not going to have a female call me on a regular basis that she doesn't know about if I'm married. That's all I'm saying, guys. That's it.
I want to ask
you. What's the point on calling? I mean, they could be talking about something right in front of your face, and you wouldn't even know. And that's a fact. If you want to talk about
Well, I want to ask a question again about male-female friends. I want to ask a question about male-female friends. This is your friend. It's your partner. Your boo, cool, ride or die, right? Okay? You gone somewhere. He comes over, or while you ain't there, and stays in the house with your girl. You cool with that? But just you just cool with your friend coming over, hanging out with your girl when you ain't there.
Wait a minute, you saying that, like, I take off to Vegas and, like, you know, he comes over and stays over there?
Oh, man, no. Well, yeah, that too. I'm talking about, he went.
Just to the liquor store or something, and then he just pops up?
You stepped out for about an hour or two, and he comes by and say, your friend comes by and say, hey, is Luke there? And your girl goes, no, he ain't here right now. And he comes in and chill with you, and you walk in the door, and he's sitting and chilling on the couch with your girl. How would y'all feel about that?
Oh, man. See, this is the part where some men don't understand. Hey, okay,
right.
When I'm not here, no one else comes in. No other male should be in the house.
Hold on.
If they're outside, they're talking, chit-chatting, and I come home, that's something else. But, I mean, if I go in and I, this is why I'm not married. This is why I'm a player for life. No kids, no wife. Because I don't have to go through this. I see another man on the couch with my old lady, I don't give a damn my friend or not. He'll be getting some bullets up in his ass.
Or better yet. Better yet, her male best friend is sitting in the couch chilling, and you walk
kill
in.
That motherfucker. The same thing.
Yeah,
man, y'all talking about all these hypotheticals, but actuality, I guarantee, Lo, your wife does not have a male friend that she talks on a regular basis that you know about, or she talks on about, she don't share about what the fuck she talking on about. I guarantee it. So you can say what the fuck you want to say. I guarantee it.
I'm out walking in the crib, and my wife is sitting there with her male best friend. Better yet, sitting there chilling.
Okay, Big Chris, Big Chris, let me finish before you say anything. You can dress it up and put all the clothes on it that you want to. She's sitting there chilling. And hey, if this somebody she fucks with, this somebody she fucks with. If I don't, hey, if this somebody I know, okay, well, you know, that's a dude friend or whatever. I don't give a damn. I'm going to say it again. If you that much of an insecure man, that's on you. That's on anybody on this phone or anybody listening.
Wow.
I ain't never had a reason to be insecure. I'm just putting it out there.
Hold on. Let me bring Supreme. I hope your connection is good because we ain't having it today. Let me bring Supreme in.
Oh, shit.
All right, Supreme. You on the air, man. Go for it.
This is all because of the white devil.
Oh, okay. Boy, we're getting good. We get these answers coming in real good. Well, now we got that one out the way.
Okay. peace everybody on the line. Hello, and Goofy Bone. I know who said it. Is on the line.
You too high in altitude, man.
We see you, Poverty Supreme.
Yeah. Where's my... It's my coin as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you're breaking up, Supreme. We don't want to hear what you're saying. I'm glad you're breaking up. I don't want to hear that shit. Just keep talking. You're breaking up. Keep talking. How you doing today, though?
Yeah, tell us about the devil.
Go ahead, Poppy.
I was just going to say, I don't think that men can be friends because man always wants sex. You see?
Okay, they can't be friends because men always want sex.
That's right. Because at the end of the day, I've had girls that I was friends with, right? I didn't really want to do anything. I mean, I was trying to force it, but at any age, I was going to take it.
Okay, so basically you and Mike are in agreement then. You just can't control your urges whether she a friend or not. If you rise, then hold on.
Why do you? Why, how can you attack me like that, sir? What do you
I want you to go back and say you tell the world
what I feel, and I want you to go back and say what. What do you mean? He feels like me.
Anyway, E.
Here you go.
Okay, you saved him. Go ahead.
Anyway, man, I mean, like I asked, but none of these guys has answered my question. I'll say it in a nice way so that they'll answer it. Okay, if he was a homosexual, how would you feel then?
Oh, my goodness.
About what?
What do you mean? So listen, it don't have nothing to do with sex, Lowe. And listen, let me tell you something, sir. If I have a friend, my friend is not going to come over my house when I'm not over my house. Bottom line, if I'm letting you know, I don't care. That's my rule, what I want. And if she don't like it, if I'm not home, my friend is not going to come pop over my house. He's going to talk to me first.
What are you talking about, dude?
What are you talking about, man? It does not matter. I still know that guy. I want to know who he's about, what's going on, because he's calling you on a regular basis. And I'm saying, Low, for a fact of the matter is, if you're talking to somebody on a regular basis, you're sharing that person with your wife or your significant other. That's how people are, Low. Bottom line. Bang dead.
Look, let me answer that. Look, a gay guy still wants his neuter wet and, you know, still wants his licking. Okay? She could do it no matter what, all right? Regardless of the fact, be a man, check your woman at the door, tell her, hey, these are the rules. And if you can't apply to these rules, then don't even walk in the damn house. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just
common. Most men are damn sissies, and they can't sit there and be like, oh, honey, you know, I don't want your friend. Hell no, they got to be a little bitch and ignore the problem. Put your foot down. Handle your business right there and then so no problems could happen.
Lo, listen, you don't have to. You just gave your answer.
I've been in a long relationship.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, we're going.
How many days?
I'm just letting you know, that person that you're significant other, they're going to share their life with you. Sometimes things may go at work. They may come home and share what the fuck's going on. You're going to know people that you don't know that they're going to share with you. If you're in an open relationship, Low, and I'm just saying you're talking about bullshit.
Michael, listen, nobody's saying that you're not going to know people, but what you're saying is you're going to know everyone in your spouse's life.
And I'm talking about on a platonic friendship level. Yes, I am going to know. The man's calling my house. He's supposed to be another man. Is saying he has a platonic friendship with my wife, and I'm letting you know I got to be his friend too. Bottom line.
Well, then
there's no secrets. And I'm letting you know, if she has a platonic friendship that someone and I don't know about, I'm letting you know that's the causes of adultery, that's the causes of divorces. It's crazy what y'all talking about. It doesn't make any sense.
Somebody in the chat room said something real good, Mike. They say, everybody is not worthy of meeting. You know, and if you're worrying about everybody calling your house and who your wife, you know what? You're going to die at an early age from stress.
You mean to tell me that if another human being calls your house on a regular basis and asks to speak to your wife, you're not gonna? I'm letting you know that person that just emailed you and told you that they're delusional too. They don't ever be in a relationship.
If you hear the same voice calling your wife's name
every time during the 3 days a week and you know about it, I'm letting you know, I guarantee you're going to ask who's that person. I guarantee she's going to conversate about that person. You're one. So I don't know what that person's talking about. No, you're lying. I guarantee your marriage is not like that, Lo. I guarantee it.
I want to tell you.
I guarantee it for a fact.
Yeah, and all you got to do is remind you men that we're men. We should be ahead of the household unless if you're a low-life loser, leeching off somebody. You know what I mean? You should be the head of the household. The rules are applied by you and you only.
No.
I
ain't no woman gonna come up to me and tell me, "Oh, honey, your fun time is after nine. You get cut off at 9:30." Hell no.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're not in the
mud. You know what?
Not in the mud, Goofy. You in the dictatorship. You're not in the mud.
Okay, hold up,
compromise.
Michael. Damn.
I agree with that.
I'm trying to be cool with you, Michael, but you're pushing. All right. Hold on. Let me bring Vernon in because I know he's been waiting. Hey, Vernon, you're here, man.
Waiting.
Go ahead.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Peace.
What's up,
Peace,
I think I'm hearing a bunch of lying going on the show, man.
Thank you. And it's your cousin. And it's your cousin, Vernon.
I thought everybody was straight up on this show now. I'm with Michael today.
Thank you.
I'm with Michael today. If a man is married to a woman, and if a guy calling that house three times a week, I guarantee you before long, you're going to ask her who he is. You might not admit it on this show, but it's going to happen. You're going to ask who he is.
Well, what are you going to, again, I'm going to ask, what are you going to ask for? You know
I'm not saying you're going to ask for anything. You're going to ask regardless of whether you get the truth or not. You're going to ask something. You ain't gonna
then what's the problem? Then how come the man can't get on the other line and listen to the damn conversation?
What do you want to do that for, Luke?
I'm not gonna get on the line.
That's my woman. I own her by God's eyes. I own that woman. That woman will do what I say.
I want to tell y'all a true story. This is the truth of a city I used to live in. I'm not going to name the denomination, but a religion I was a part of. And these two couples I knew were also in the group of the religion I was in. You know, we were members and everything. And the minister was counseling the couple. They're having problems and these things happen. He would call on a regular basis, you know, check in and see how they're doing and whatnot. Well, come to find out, long story short, the minister was sleeping with the wife when the husband was at work.
Oh, well, that ain't no minister. That's a dead man of the devil right there,
okay,
man.
What I'm saying is that's what his title, right. But see, what slipped in was that couple felt comfortable, and the woman, I believe, convinced her husband he's just helping us out, even though he's a male, and I'm sure that man felt uncomfortable. Like, look, I don't want him coming over here sometimes when I ain't over here. When I'm not here, he don't need to be here. He still came over, and what it led to was them sleeping together. And now here's the part. Here's the ending, the good ending of this right here. How did we find out? She stood up and told. She said, "I've been sleeping with."
And what that goes to show, you won't know it unless she tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Now, you know why that happened? You know why that happened? Because a man let that happen. That man was married to her, he let her walk right over him. Shit, you ain't going to tell me no damn motherfucker going to come to my house, tell me anything, or tell you anything. You want to do it right in front of me. You know? Mm-hmm. Either that's your woman. If there's something that needs to be told to her or her needs to tell something, you need to sit right there and listen to it. You monitor.
So my point,
that's yours.
My example was talking about, you know, you come home and your woman just chilling with her male best friend, and if some people accept that, I mean, don't accept it, that's not being insecure.
It's not, and sir, and I'm letting you know, I would not let my best friend, I won't want to see my best friend, I don't want to come home and see my best friend sitting down at my couch. I didn't invite him. I don't know.
Why
you come when I'm there. That's all I'm saying,
your
sir.
Best friend going to your house with your woman.
Because he didn't communicate with me. Why is he showing up at my house without letting me know what's going on?
I don't know what's going on here.
They don't do that shit, no, bro. No, man, that's respect.
Did the show? Did the show turn into friends that screw over their friends? Is that what the show turned into?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay,
again, somebody back me up on that. Vernon, where you at? Let me let you know. Can I be quiet? Can somebody back me up on that?
How did the show? Okay, how did the show turn? Because it went from okay, hey, that's your best friend. That's somebody that you deal with. To all of a sudden, it's my best friend that I deal with. that's coming to my house while you ain't there to see you. How did that
hold
happen?
Hold on. If he's there to see me, he's going to communicate with me. I'm letting you know I'm not going to come on and my best friend is sitting down in my house and I didn't know that he's supposed to be there.
What if you came home and her best friend was there?
Man,
that's what I'm saying.
Low, somebody talk.
That's what I'm
man.
Saying. What if you came home and her best friend was there? What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Yo, we talking about, man, platonic friendship, man. We talking about male and female today, yo. We talking about male and female.
All right, Michael, you done had Mike by 800 hours now. Let somebody else talk.
Man, listen. The reason why that happened is because you didn't check your woman at the door. Your woman already should know the bylaws and everything that goes down in that house. So for her to step out of bounds, her stuff needs to get out of bounds as well.
Hey, Goofy, I'm going to throw something at you. Goofy, I'm going to throw something at you real fast. you can take this or you can and run with it or you can leave it at the door. That whack California shit you're talking about, it didn't work for IHT. His old lady run around on him.
Oh, my.
So that whack California shit, you should check your woman at the door and that shit didn't work for Ice-T, and he brought
that
all the wrong way.
That's a studio gangster right there, so that is, he deserves that shit to happen to him. Because we're looking for a motherfucker that's a real motherfucker.
Well, let me tell you something.
If Ice-T was a man, he would have went over there and slapped the shit out of that motherfucker with the reputation that he has, and that motherfucker should have just took it. But nah, Ice-T played the little role that I'm just going to sit behind the curtain and be the little bitch that I am on Law and Order. So you know what? I don't even want to hear that fucking story.
Let me put a new scenario in there. What if... You met a woman, right? I mean, say you had a friend, right? And he was best friends with a female. Now, you start dealing with the female based on the fact that he got you together with her, right? And you marry her. And, you know, he's always, the same scenario. He's still best friends with her. But you met him through her. You met her through him. Do you still let that friendship go on or what? And he says he ain't had no sex with her neither. And he still keep a good friendship. Would you let that friendship have to dissipate if you're gonna go any further in a relationship with her?
How you gonna stop it?
I wanna know what you brothers say. Me I personally don't like that.
Well, you know, brother, you
dude has done that relationship with
him.
I want to hear what you like about that.
You like it or not, here's what's going to happen. If you try and stop it, it won't stop. Now, she may go behind your back and you know, they talk on the slide when she ain't at the house. But honestly, if they were friends before then, she ain't going to stop. I mean, it's not going to stop, period.
Yeah, I'm saying that you met the female through him.
Yeah.
What if he's always in the house? Anytime you and her have an argument, she goes in.
I'm gonna tell all these guys one thing, Eric.
Hey, everybody, real quick. I'm gonna put y'all on mute for a second. So go ahead.
Right.
I don't want the background to mess up.
All right. Go ahead, Vernon.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I got a lot of good female friends that consulted me. And I'm going to be honest with you. Every now and then, we cut up a little bit, man.
Thank you, Vernon. Thanks. Somebody being honest. Somebody's being real honest. Yes. These big facts.
Wait.
Whether they got a man or not.
Speak life. There you go, Vernon. About time. We can get forward. Yes.
Okay, so
Amen to that. Amen.
I told you. Okay, now. Anyway, now as I was saying. Okay, Vernon. So But you still understand that's a relation, that's a friendship. It's not a relationship. But does that change the dynamic of your friendship then? Or it's just one of those?
No, we've been, I mean, this something is probably, one of them probably 20-something year friendship. The other one maybe 10, 5. I mean, we still friends regardless of what relationship they get into, man.
Well, you know what? Let's say this. I'm going to ask this question just so we can clarify. What does cut up mean?
Yeah, good question.
Let's clarify that.
Every now and then we get mad, Eric.
No, you just, we all adults on here. What the heck are you doing?
We have sex.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell you, the main time we end up having sex, Eric, the main time we have sex is when her and the guy is having problems.
Ah, see? So, you know, there's that vulnerability thing again.
Absolutely.
That's
so
what
you're
taking advantage of her vulnerability, and she and she's using you to get back at him and thinking that's going to soothe everything over. That's what it's going on.
She ain't getting back at him because, I mean, she don't tell him, ain't like he find out or nothing.
No, you're missing my point, Vernon. My point is, you are the scapegoat in this. You know, she mad at him, so, okay, I got this. I'm going to give Vernon some coochie. You know, I'm going to give Vernon some pussy so I can feel better.
Ooh.
Now, I can tell him I done got even with him. He just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows you're going to do it because she's not really vulnerable anymore, but she knows if she call you, you're going to handle business like she want to. And then once it's over with, y'all can roll on about your business. So,
remember
yesterday when I told Chris he was emotionally crippled?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say that to you, man. But you know,
hey, listen,
can I
say something? Can you listen to Vernon's situation?
Wait a minute, Michael. Vernon's still talking. Huh?
We are good friends. And ain't like we're trying to get together anything, but like I said, it's every now and then. Hey.
See, this is the problem. See, notice Vernon, she's not telling her husband about Vernon. See, that's why that your woman should not have someone on the side to do that. I'm not saying Vernon doing nothing wrong at all, because guess what? She's a grown adult. They know what they're doing, and things it is what it is. There's no right or wrong in it.
Well, my question is, Vernon, did y'all start out as friends?
A couple of them, yeah, we did start out as friends.
Okay, let me ask you this question, Vern. I mean, to cut you off a little, but here's a question. Okay, so you're not married. How many of them are married?
We ain't going to talk about that, Eric.
Exactly, man. I mean, y'all getting to another subject, man. We just talking about what he's doing,
Michael,
man.
What are you scared of, Vernon?
Eric, honestly, I don't deal with married women. Most of them are in relationships. They in relationship living with men just like they married, you know.
All right. But how many of them are aware of you as far as her friends? They're your friends.
I mean, they might see me uptown or something. I mean, I ain't like we cool or buddies or hang out or nothing, man. Or he called while I'm standing around, and you know I'm talking to Vernon. You know what I mean? My old guy I knew from back then, and something. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that man should ask her, "Well, what do you mean by what are you? Is he your old boyfriend? Is he your old schoolmate? What's going on?"
Okay, so then, Michael, she tell you, "Yeah, he's just an old schoolmate. You know, we never."
And guess what? I'll go ahead and have to leave it on and let life be and let what the cause may fall where they may. But if she tell me he used to be
her old
boyfriend.
That's not what you said, Mike. You said regardless, he would have to be your friend also.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No,
that's
I.
Oh, y'all cut me off, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Y'all not going to let me explain myself. Y'all attack me, and then y'all won't let me explain myself.
I'm not, I'm just telling you what you said, Michael, but go ahead.
You trying to. Why are you going to.
That's what you said.
You trying to point out a contradiction to me, and then you won't let me explain myself.
Shut up and say what you're going to say.
That's what I said.
All right, Michael, everybody listening.
Hello?
Oh, Michael. Wow.
Michael,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, you listen. You're saying that I'm saying that they can't be friends at all?
No, Michael. What I am saying, don't try and twist it, because we're going to go back to what you said. You said, okay, you fine with that. But early in the show, you said regardless of what she said he is, he would have to be your friend also. Did you not say that?
Yes, I would have to know something about him. If he's talking about,
no,
if he's saying, hold on, yes, he does have to.
Okay, now, maybe I can say what I'm going to say.
Now,
Michael, see, I didn't even tase him this time. I'm being nice. Michael, you did say that regardless whether you knew anything about him or not, he would still have to be your friend. You didn't say no anything about him. You said he would have to be your friend also. That is what you said. Now you tap dancing going in the other direction. Which one is it?
Ain't got the truth.
I'm not tap dancing, sir. He has to be my friend. If my wife is talking to somebody on a daily basis, I did not say that, man. Well, you misinterpreted me, sir.
All right.
Okay, well, point out my contradiction, sir.
Never mind.
I guarantee when my wife gets off that phone with him, she's going to share about what that guy calls her about, because that's what married couples do. That's what people do. Let me tell you one. If my wife is something in a friend, or when if my friend goes through, I may not tell her what's going on. But that's how married people do, y'all.
Okay,
sometimes.
Michael, let me ask you this question. Since you
that's
you
communication.
Gonna make up, since you gonna make
you
up
will never point no contradiction
Michael,
out on me, sir.
Michael,
I'm speaking
well, fast. Well, Michael, listen. Let me ask you this question, then. Since you just want to go there, what if? Since you know that she has a girlfriend that's a lesbian and they getting it on, but you gonna make her tell you everything when she call?
So that's hold on. First of all, if I know that her girlfriend is a lesbian, you're cutting me off. If I know that her girlfriend is a lesbian, she already sat down and she already told me about that girl. What are you talking about? You psycho. Listen to what you're saying. You don't make sense.
Did you just call me psycho?
No. You say I take medication, so that's like that's like you telling me you don't mean take my medication. That's all.
Look, Michael. Look. See, and what you're doing is you have illusions of grandeur right now. Because
I don't
care how open your relationship is, you are not going to know everything that's going on in your wife's business, in life.
And
you're
not talking about someone as being a platonic friendship who contacts them on a daily basis. We're talking about opposites. But if you want to go back to that gay thing, because that's a whole tipping topic.
Well,
if you
want to
talk about a gay thing, listen, if I know that her girlfriend is a gay, didn't my wife sit down and tell me all about that girl? I already know. She's being open. She told me that she was gay. What do you mean?
Okay.
What do you mean? So evidently we had to talk about this person. Evidently, Michael,
I'm gonna put it in your scenario again, as you said earlier. So would that woman have to be your friend also?
Of course. What do you mean?
Why?
What do you mean?
So
what do you mean? How?
Listen.
If she has a party over, guess what? I'm going to have to accept her friends as my friends. I'm not going to treat her friends as my enemies. We're going to have a problem. I hope my wife's friends can be my friends. Believe that. I hope my friends can be my wife's friends, because we all are a community. We shouldn't have no enemies. What's going on? Why? Why do we have enemies? We're talking about someone being married and in a relationship,
Eric.
Y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all living on another planet, man.
I would love to be there at Lowe's house when a guy calls there 3 times a week to talk to his wife and see his reaction.
Exactly. I would love it, too. I would love to be the fly on the wall. I take it. I put it on YouTube. I would love it. I put it on YouTube.
You know what? Here's the thing about that. Answer the damn phone one time. That's all you got to do. I mean, really. And then listen, let's be real, y'all. you know,
I'm trying to be, but they don't believe me.
I don't care what y'all say. You know, you're not going to know everybody in your spouse's life. You're not going to know everybody in yours. I don't care how much you.
Well, put it like this, Vernon. You ain't no man. How about that? You talking about that you ain't no man if you don't question her. Now, how about that? Now, that's what I say. You ain't no man. Now, you ain't no man. A man wouldn't do that. A man would act.
You have to woman, brother.
One thing about it, if they want to do something, you can't stop it.
Exactly.
You can't stop it. If they got their mind made up to do something, you can't stop it. But that ain't going to stop that little radar that you got built up in your head from going off. That's going to be
something
going off.
What happened? Where'd I go?
That's
well,
right.
Like I was saying, people have called my house before and the house phone, not the cell phone, because I ain't going to pick that up no way. People called the house phone before. I ain't asked the damn thing. It wasn't none of my business. And I didn't wonder, who is that?
No, we didn't say that, girl. We said three times a week.
Okay, well.
Right, we're talking about if you know, Vernon. Hold on. The reason why I said that, because we're talking about if you know that she's talking to a male that you don't know about and she's communicating and you can see her talking to this guy on the phone and you don't know about. And I'm saying, Vernon, Lo, if you say you're not going to question him, I'm saying you're lying to me, Vernon. Because you don't come off as a man like that. I'm not that delusional. I'm letting your cousin know you. Man, you're not like that, Vernon. Lo, you're not like that, Lo. You're not like that, Lo.
Go ahead, Chris. I think I heard Chris say something. I guess not. But maybe I was hearing something.
Like I said, I'm not going to ask anything. You know, whether people want to believe it or not, I really don't care. I'm not going to ask anything because.
You ain't no man. 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 No.
Okay.
No, they always tell me I'm not no man on my opinions, and I'm saying it with that opinion.
Well, that's fine.
Damn it.
Hey, you going to tear the button up.
Tell somebody ain't no man. What the hell?
Why are you using Chewbacca?
I told him, damn it.
Right. And you know, that taser actually hurts, too. I see people on video get tased. That shit hurts.
know what's so funny about the taser, man? When they hit them with it, they drop like a rock. I don't care how bad they are. It just drop. And they always get
man.
That scream. But anyway.
You're right. You are
yeah.
right.
But anyway, let's get back. You know what, though? Look, y'all put it out there, if a man call your house three times a week, if your spouse has a friend that calls the house three times a week, I guarantee whether you want to know once or twice, you're going to pick up the phone and they're going to introduce themselves to you. You know, I mean, if you want to go even further than that, then you're making yourself suspect. You know, why you worry about it? I mean, really, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know. And then the more you try and push the issue,
okay.
You know, the more you're going to create a problem for yourself and your
Okay. Man. Okay, hold on. Listen to this. Okay, listen. He calls three times a week, and I say, who's this? He says, this is Lo. I say, okay. He calls on Wednesday. I say, who's the calling this? This is Lo. Okay, I pass it. Friday comes. He said, who's this? This is Lo. I pass it. You mean to tell me I'm not going to ask my wife who the hell is Lo?
Well, you know.
Come on. You got to be crazy.
Well,
okay,
you know what,
Brian,
Michael?
Brian,
listen, Michael.
You're delusional.
If you
want to
know,
do it.
Michael, listen. If
you
want to know that bad, listen, Michael. If you want to know that bad who it is, and you answer the phone, and he said this is Lo, and you don't ask, how do you know my wife, then you really don't want to know.
Right.
What do you mean? First of all, I want to hear that. Come Hold on.
Get it from him.
First of all, that question that you asked.
Do it man to man. Get it from him.
Listen. Hold on. Why? I want to get it from the source. I want to give it from the person who I'm married. Hold on. I want to get it from the person who I'm committed to. No, hold on. No. I want to get.
There he went.
Once again.
Like I said, Michael runs off, boy.
You having too much fun with that button there.
Hey, he just doing what he got to do.
I mean, really.
Like I said, that's just one of them, and I hate to say it again. That's just one of them old damn East Coast dudes. Who is this? Man, if a man called my house and asked to speak to my old lady or whatever, I'm not going to ask, who is this? I don't want to know.
We ain't talking about just one incident.
Say
this has been going on for 3 months.
Okay, I tell you what. Hold on. Let me ask you a lady right here. It's a lady standing in front of me right now. Ma'am, if you have a friend that's a guy and he calls your house, if you seeing him like seeing him, he not going to call your house, is he? Exactly. So he not going to call her house if she seeing him. If they just friends or whatever.
Yo, we're talking about platonic friendships, Lo. We're talking about if a man platonic.
Now,
oh, my God. You're going to ask. Oh, my goodness. You did not ask the question. Get him, Brian.
Mike,